Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So this weekend, still continuing, is a very busy one for national competitions. We have already discussed the Russian ladies, which was an absolutely insane,
bonkers
competition. We will get to Japanese nationals in a bit.
Eventually.
Haven't actually watched any of it yet.
Nope.
Because it's been crazy.
Because we have to work all the way up until yesterday.
Also Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's busy. But yes, let's discuss the Russian national pairs competition.
Yes.
Because this one as well was an excellent competition. There are just so many strong Russian pairs. It blows my mind to see just how many amazing twists and throws and lifts there can be in one single competition.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous how many good pairs there are in Russia. Like, how many pairs are over 200?
Yeah.
5 out of 12.
And I mean, there were a few mistakes on things in this competition, but really not that many.
Okay, time to spoil some things. We were looking to decide what our weekly waxel was going to be.
Yeah, it was tough.
It was really tough. I went and scrolled through the protocols of the pair short program. Do you know how long it took me to get to an element with a negative GOE? 8 pairs.
Yeah.
The top 8 all had technically clean skates.
Yep. I know. It's madness.
In pairs. What is going on that we had 8 clean pairs at a national event?
And this, I mean, all of these teams have, they've had their good days, they've had their not so good days. But for the most part, everybody had a pretty solid competition here. This was a good fight from just about everybody, which is always exciting to see.
And in terms of what people could have done better, in that top 8, there was not a ton.
Yeah. If we start off, our winners here were Tarasova and Morozov. Winning, you know, both segments of the competition, but just a little bit ahead of second place. We'll get
about
to them in a
bit.
About
6 points.
But they definitely had the cleanest free skate that we've seen from them all season. The short program was also pretty strong. Maybe not as strong as we've seen from them in short programs in the past, but this was definitely the best free skate we've seen from them, honestly, in a long time. Maybe the last 2 seasons.
Yeah, they were looking really confident, and you knew it was good. Even if you knew nothing about figure skating, if you had just watched these two a couple times, you knew it was good based on his reaction.
Uh-huh.
He is very stoic
normally,
and he was very excited at the end of this free skate. Uh-huh.
Yeah, they really showed just how strong they can be as a team, and just also how effective this program can be when it's skated cleanly. Especially that opening with the twist and then the 2 side-by-side jumping passes.
And they really showed everyone why people were expecting them to be at the top of pairs this year.
Mm-hmm. And this is what they can do.
Yeah.
And if they did it more often, they would be at the top of pairs.
Yeah. And they totally could be world champions this year.
Absolutely.
But they're going to have to do this.
Yeah. It's a big ask because these are not easy programs by any means.
Oh man, these programs should be impossible.
Yeah, they really should be. But again, this free skate is what I hope to see from them every time I see them skate.
And I mean, like, normally we discuss this in the ladies event. National scoring is usually a little ridiculous with everybody at every nationals in just about every country.
Yeah.
But I am totally with the judges giving +5s to that triple twist.
Yeah. No, it was...
It's perfect.
Really, all of their elements were just so strong in this free skate. Even the side-by-side jumps, like the 3-jump combination.
It wasn't perfect, but it was good.
It was some of the best side-by-side jumps, especially when we get into 3-jump combinations from pairs that I've seen in a long while. They weren't, you know, so in sync that, you
know. It was one person skating, which is which is the eventual goal.
Yeah, but it was closer than we've seen from them in a good while.
Yeah.
And their lifts are really fast and effortless looking. And her throws were much better than we see from her sometimes. She didn't have any, you know, subtle foot downs or turnouts or anything.
And I mean, she gets 60 feet in the air when he throws her.
Yeah.
It's absurd how high she goes. And the fact that her knee can sustain that force is absurd.
Yeah. This was just such a fantastic program.
You can't ask for more than this.
Yeah, you can't. And again, if they were to deliver this exact skate at a world championships, they, you know, would deserve to win the title. It's, you know, can't walk away with it because we've got lots of other great teams, but they would be absolutely in contention, and you'd have to get down to little nitpicky details to decide.
Slash the short programs.
Yes.
Because both of our top two contenders right now for the world title are struggling more than a little bit with this short program.
Yeah. And to be fair, this particular competition's short program was a really strong one. I think for me, the music choice doesn't draw me in as much as the free skate.
Yeah. It doesn't feel genuine to them.
And especially to him. He has a bit of a disconnect with this music. And I think to me that is what makes the difference. Because when I right now was thinking back on their programs, you know, think about, oh, that was such an amazing free skate. And the short program, you know, it was pretty good. And then, you know, look at the protocols and go, no, actually, they skated really well. But in my mind, the way I remember it is just, yeah, that was a pretty good skate. Yeah. I think just because for me personally,
this program is no Rachmaninoff.
Exactly. The program itself, not their skating of it, is what's holding me back, at least personally.
Yeah, I keep wanting that Rachmaninoff. Because it feels so perfect to them. Mm-hmm. It's big and dramatic, but in a way that is genuine for them. Because she is trying to sell this. Mm-hmm. She does not always succeed, but she tries.
Yeah.
He is just sort of like, yeah, this was the music that was picked for me, and I'm going to do it. I'm going to go through the motions, but I am not James Brown.
Yeah. It is too bad. I mean, at the same time, though, if multiple teams struggle with the short program and you can put out that free skate, then you'll probably be okay.
It's hard to beat that free skate. So. Yeah.
And again, it's sometimes for some teams, it takes a while to figure out what kind of programs suit you. And
they're getting closer.
Exactly. They are getting closer. And I just keep thinking, maybe one day we'll have a season where they just have two programs that are just so perfect for them. And then maybe magically everything will all come together.
And they'll
win everything.
And they'll realize that they need to do a dramatic, big, short program. Mm-hmm. And then something like this free skate for the free.
Yeah.
That's all they need to do. We can... Your one fun program really worked, and the other two have so not.
Yeah. Or even just bring back that one from 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I did like that one.
Either of the last two short programs, I would be thrilled to see again.
Yeah. Still, though, this was a commanding win for them, and I think definitely confidence builder after they were only third in the Grand Prix final. Winning here, especially when the entire podium had really strong skates. Yeah. Is commendable for sure. Second place were Zabiako and Enbert, who were really pretty close, only about 6 points off of first place. And for them as well, there's not really much that they could have done better.
Yeah, it really came down to how ridiculous was the quality on your elements.
Yeah.
Was it a 3 or was it a 5? Theirs were mostly 3s, and Tarasova and Morozov were more in the 5 end of things.
Yeah. Also, PCS as well played a bit of a role. And again, for them, it's the short program that holds me back a little bit. They're, you know, they are getting into the performance of it. For me, we've talked about it enough. I don't want to get too into it. But the performance style doesn't suit them as well as the free program's style does.
Yeah, and they're giving it their all. Mm-hmm. But I'm not buying what they're selling.
Yeah. It's too bad because just the elements are so fantastic.
The thing is, these are two very artsy people is my theory of like, they're trying to go for these big concept pieces that you can't sell it in a short program. I'm sorry, you just can't sell a concept piece in a short program.
I mean, or if you do, it's really tough to do. It's
Go for the thematic short and free skate, like that steampunk pair of programs that we loved so much. Yeah. That for them.
That would be fun.
Would be, I think, a nice middle ground between what I want, which is just skate to ballet music.
Yeah.
Just be a ballerina. That's what I want. And what they clearly want, which is, no, we want to tell this cool story and these thematic pieces. Like, let's go for the middle ground of that steampunk style from...
Yeah. Or rather, no, skate to some Stravinsky or something. Yeah. Like, happy medium, goth and ballet. Like, in the middle.
Yeah, goth ballet. You know, do some of the, like, Rothbart sections from Swan Lake.
Sure.
There just, you go.
Something a bit darker.
Okay, we have given you how many program ideas now?
Bring in... Tamara Moskvina to to choreograph for you Drama Stomp 2.0. And nobody's going to get that reference except Alicia, because she knows what I'm talking about. But a few years ago...
I haven't thought about the Drama Stomp in so long.
If you have never watched... I'm trying to remember what... I think it was 2012, 2013...
No, it was later than that. It was after the 2014 Olympics.
Yeah, it was.
It was Kawaguchi and Smirnov.
Yeah, maybe look it up here. It was Kawaguchi and Smirnov, a Russian pair, choreographed by Tamara Moskvina. We'll be talking about her a lot. Just you wait. She choreographed a lot of things here. And she choreographed a piece to them, to Manfred Symphony by Tchaikovsky. And it is one of my... favorite pairs programs of the last
2014-2015.
There we go. 2014-2015. It was their free skate. If you haven't seen it, just go watch it. That is what Zabiako and Enbert should be doing.
Okay. That. For context, initially we loved this ironically because it's just so much. Like, there is no other way to describe it. And it is just
we call
a
it
lot.
The drama stomp because he very angrily stomps on
around.
The ice.
He has a tantrum because
basically this is a program about an spousal abuse,
an abusive relationship, and she runs away, and so he stomps at center ice and like tantrums with his fists.
And that's the thing. It sounds silly. It is not. It is. No. A magnificent program. And again, go watch it if you've never seen it. I recommend the Skate America, the first time they ever performed it at Skate America, and I think it was 2014. So great.
Okay.
But that's what I want for Zabiako and Enbert.
It really was a fantastic program. It is not going to be for everyone, but it is amazing.
I think it could be for Zabiako and Enbert. I could see them in just that vein. And again, we'll talk about Tamara Moskvina. She needs to, and lately she's been choreographing more and more programs. She needs to choreograph all the Russian pairs.
Yeah.
That would just make me so happy.
Especially in this vein, because it is so much. But here's the thing. The Russian pairs are very good at this kind of like melodramatic program. So just lean into it.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Just go for it. Yeah, Alicia is tweeting it right now just so that we don't forget that we were talking about this program. While she's doing that, I might move on to our third place team, who also had a fantastic set of skates, Boykova and Kozlovsky. We've talked about them a lot this season. We are big fans, and especially big fans of that free skate, choreographed by Tamara Moskvina. Again, one of the best choreographed pairs programs of the season. It just works so well with the music. All of the elements are right on the crescendos, and she holds out her landing positions along with the music. And especially when the program is going well, as it was here, it just builds and builds and builds and is so exciting to watch. And this is what I want from a pairs program. This and a drama stomp, but this is the other option of which way to go.
Yeah. Again, I seriously think Rothbart is the way to go, because it gives you that perfect blend of, we've got our pretty ballerina And we've got Rothbart, who is just like, I hate everything. And stomping around the ice. And it works for so many pairs because the guy has to be strong and therefore is generally less flexible.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can show her off really well in all the things that she inevitably does great without making him look dumb.
Yeah. Well, and it stands out, too, when everybody's, you know, soft and romantic. But anyway, back to Boykova and Kozlovsky. This program...
I love it so much.
I love it so much. The build of it, even just the way they start off, you know, in a very balletic pose, and then they're weaving in and out of each other to start the program.
It feels so retro.
It does, but in the best way. Like, again, it just reminds me of Tamara Moskvina programs of the past.
It helps me, like, with rose-colored glasses, think about the 6-0 system.
Yep.
Like, this is how we imagine the 6-0 system. This is not what the 6-0 system was actually like. No, but this is how we feel like it was like.
Yeah. And, I mean, for these two, their elements were just so on here.
Stunning.
Yeah, just, again, her landing edges and how she presents every
the
element.
The exits from those throws. Mm-hmm. They're stunning. And, I mean, they did not put a foot wrong.
Yeah, they have had some disappointments in their, you know, first senior Grand Prix season. It, you know, has not gone quite the way they wanted, and they missed out on the final. But boy, did they come back with a vengeance to take this bronze medal here. Because it was not a walk in the park. It wasn't
not
easy
at all
to take it.
But, I mean, they showed up, and they got positive GOE across the board, and they earned it. And if they want to contend with the top two teams, which is going to be incredibly difficult, really all it comes down to is the GOE on the elements, the PCS, which is somewhat in your control and somewhat out of it.
Yeah.
And finding ways to boost that base value, which is incredibly difficult, but that's all you can do.
And I mean, they are, you know, already going for side-by-side triple sow and triple-toe, double-toe, double-toe, which is the same as, you know, the top teams are doing.
Yeah.
You know, everything is there. And it's just wrapped up with a nice little Tamara Moskvina program bow, which just makes it all that bit better. I really hope that these two get the ticket to Europeans and Worlds and can prove themselves. I really think this is a team to watch out for in the future.
I mean, surely, barely missing out on the Grand Prix final and then being third at Nationals should at least get them to Europeans.
Yeah, they are definitely in the conversation. It'll be interesting. Well, we may as well move on now to fourth place, Pavlyuchenko and Kodykin. It'll be interesting to see between these two teams who gets assignments later in the season. Because Pavlyuchenko and Kodykin, obviously, they're at the final as well. And these two also had really strong set of skates in this competition. I mean, for them, you know, technically, they do have that bit of a higher base value because they're doing side-by-side triple flips. We've got, you know, an exclamation point on it. But really...
It's pairs.
Yeah.
Exclamation marks, even E's don't really matter in pairs.
And they landed them pretty well. And they as well had a really strong set of skates. Their elements are fantastic. The one thing that to me puts them a little bit behind right now is the program, specifically the free skate, and also a little bit just her presentation of the programs.
Yeah. The only other thing that I will mention is they are struggling with that back outside death spiral in the short.
Yeah.
They pretty consistently are getting a level 2 on that, which when the number of people that are getting Bs on it, it does not sound that bad, but this is Russia we're talking about.
Exactly. Every little thing counts.
Even just a level 3 would make a huge difference.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is, especially that free skate. That free skate is not my favorite. We've complained a lot about that free skate.
Yeah, it's just a shame because, again, you see, you know, their protocols, and I really do love their short program.
Yeah.
That, to me, is the kind of thing that they should be doing. It allows them to show off their beautiful elements without having to go too much into, you know, being really smiley when you're kind of focused on getting the elements done.
Yeah, and especially being that the program doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, to be fair, it's taken from the Baz Luhrmann movie, yeah. The Great Gatsby, which to begin with doesn't make sense and kind of doesn't really, you know, manage to stay on theme with the book that it's based on. That's a whole other problem. But when you're starting from that point and you lose track of the theme of the novel even more, it just sort of devolves into this weird, like, wants to be 20s but is so not 20s.
And wants to be modern but isn't really, and sort of wants to be both fun but also edgy and dark.
And also just, romantic.
Yeah, it's just a lot of things and nothing.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
I feel like, and we were discussing this very briefly before we started recording, I feel like this program is perfectly summed up in their choreographic sequence,
mm-hmm.
where she does a spiral, he does a choreographic double sow,
yep.
and then makes it rain.
Yeah. It's a weird program just overall. And I keep it, but I'll say it again. It's a shame because they are better than this
they
material.
They are so much better than this program. And this program isn't even weird in a fun way. It's just, it doesn't make sense and it doesn't help them at all. And she looks really uncomfortable doing it.
She did look better here.
Yes.
She didn't look quite as nervous as she did at the final. But even so, she's not as comfortable with it as with the short program, for example. And I do think that that will make the difference. You know, that's what made the difference here between them and Boykova and Kozlovsky, and what might make the difference in deciding who to send to Europeans and Worlds.
Yeah, these two and their coaching team seem to really struggle to find a short pro or a free skate that works for them.
Mm-hmm.
Even last year's free skate, that had problems.
Yeah, it was better than this, but still not the best vehicle for them.
It seems like they don't quite know what to do with them for 4 minutes yet. And they need to figure it out, because these two will be amazing mm-hmm. if they can figure out what to do with them for 4 minutes.
Well, and even if, you know, these two are young enough that if they can find their choreographic voice, as it were, they have the potential to be one of the best teams in the world.
Absolutely.
Because the elements are all there. We just got to find the packaging that really makes them shine.
Maybe it's time to experiment with some new choreographers. I know that a lot of skaters, particularly in countries like Russia, don't really do that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But experimenting with new choreographers can give you an idea of what new direction to move in.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe try some stuff with Misha G.
Yeah.
He's really weird, and he might give you something that totally doesn't work, but he might also strike gold for you.
Or if Moskvina is available, again, for all of these teams, really for anybody.
Moskvina.
If you have the opportunity.
Yeah. If she will take you.
Yeah.
Do it.
Let's move on. Fifth place were Mishina and Galiamov. And they were really close. You could tell that they were really pushing for the podium. Had a fantastic short program and were actually in fourth after that short, and almost a clean free skate. It was just the side-by-side
triple sows plus combo.
Yeah, she had a fall on that and recovered really well from it. Came down and did a triple toe right
really
at the end.
Really quite
and,
well.
And didn't let it sort of ruin the rest of the program. But when you're in a field this deep, that does make all the difference.
Yeah. And it's funny because you could go to Worlds and do this exact same thing.
And be okay.
And be third. It's totally possible that that could happen.
Yeah. I mean, never mind Junior Worlds. You can have this exact skate and probably win depending on who, you know, who else from Russia is there.
It's ridiculous that Russian nationals is this deep.
Mm-hmm.
And it does sort of sometimes make you wonder whether the system for divvying out spots makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a hard thing to have to reevaluate, and we are so not getting into it.
No.
But it makes you sort of wonder, does it make sense that Russia only gets to send three of these amazing 12 teams?
Yeah.
To Worlds.
Never mind the ladies. But again, let's not get into that. That's a whole separate thing, can of worms that doesn't need to be opened right now.
No, put the lid back on.
Yeah, I definitely felt for them here.
Because
they were in contention for the podium, for
sure. And everything is right there.
Yeah. But I mean, these two, at least, they are young enough. I'll be interested to see whether they send them to Junior Worlds, because they are eligible and they could probably, you know, go take the title if they sent them, or if they want to focus on moving more,
building senior. Them up towards contending for senior titles next year.
Yeah.
And I think part of that will also be picking the right packaging for next year.
Mm-hmm.
Their packaging is far from the worst.
Yeah.
But
I don't mind their programs. They're not my favorite, but I don't, they, you know, dislike them.
No, I don't.
I think they're perfectly serviceable.
I don't dislike them, but again, in a field this deep.
Yeah, you need to stand out.
You need to have the perfect program for you. Mm-hmm. And I don't really think that these programs particularly help them. Ironically, the program that I used to dislike more, I think actually works better for them. I think that short program is actually more the direction they should go in.
I don't know. For both programs, like I said, I don't dislike either of them. Neither of them is my favorite, though, either.
No.
Both of them, I'm like, okay, I think they do well in both.
The only reason I say that the short program seems to be more the direction they should go is they seem much more excited and invested in that short program.
Yeah, that's true. They do really get into the feeling
they
of it.
They clearly love that short program. Questionable lyrics aside.
Yeah. Well, maybe they should do the, you know, the fun short program, dramatic free skate. I think that general idea would work perfectly fine for them.
Yeah.
Let's see. Sixth place were Efimova and Korovin. Just barely
out
of the 200
team
point.
Under 200s.
Yep.
But really close.
Yeah. These two as well. They had... I was kind of amazed at how well their short program went, both because the side-by-side jumps are not her strongest element, and she got through them pretty well there.
Yeah.
And then I don't know exactly where it happened, but the clasp on the back of her costume came undone, and you wouldn't have known it based on the way she was skating,
uh-huh.
and at least, you know, it was tight enough that it wasn't falling down. But I had a bit of nervousness when I noticed and going, oh no.
Flashback to the Olympics.
Exactly.
But so your dress is shut every time.
Yeah. I was thoroughly impressed at just how well she was able to skate, considering the fact that her clasp was undone for at least half the program.
That frustrates me so much. Skating dresses used to be so much more practical in that they wouldn't just spontaneously fall off in the middle of your program.
Yeah. I mean, again, at least for hers, it was constructed well enough that it didn't seem to move even with the clasp undone. So, you know, it was okay, but it distracted me at the very least.
I wonder if she took our advice that we gave to the ice dancers and just attached it with dress tape.
Maybe. It's not a terrible way to go.
If you don't want to sew it shut, dress tape is probably the way to go.
Yeah. And they came so close to having a clean free skate as well. And again, the side-by-side jumps are not her best element, and she got through the double axels okay. That triple sow... She stepped out of it, but turned it into an oiler and put a double sow on the end of it. I was just gobsmacked, like, wow, I can't believe you managed that.
This is the only time I am not going to be mean about the downgraded oiler, because it's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about a Christmas miracle for her.
Yeah.
Like, here, let me do this triple sow and completely step out of it. But, oh, wait, I'm on the right edge for the double sow.
Yep.
It's fine.
No, that was intentional.
That was just a really bad oiler, okay? It's fine.
Again, that jumping pass could have been so much worse, and I was just so gobsmacked by how well she salvaged it. And again, a really fantastic rest of the program for these
Everything
two.
Else was stunning.
Yeah. And yeah, for them, the biggest thing that they have to make up is those side-by-side jumps, and maybe just, you know, improving the quality a little bit. Sometimes the throws are a little wobbly. Sometimes... they lose a level or two on the lifts.
Compared to the teams above them, they do have, you know, more ones and twos compared to everybody else.
In GOE.
More in the 3, 4, 5 in terms of the GOE. So that's really about it, barring the, like, one level 3 lift in the free skate.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, the level 3 lifts in the free skate this season is not a big deal because they've made it so much more difficult to get the level 4.
Yeah.
So they're doing last season's level 4 lifts.
Uh-huh.
They just can't quite get that next thing. Obviously, would be nice to get it, but if you can get out of Russia, you'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's been overall a good season for them. Yeah. And they have definitely improved. And she always fights for those side-by-side jumps. They don't always go perfectly, but
the she's fact gonna that try. She fights,
yeah, is a good thing and a yeah. promising thing for the future.
Yeah, definitely.
And then seventh place were Panfilova and Rylov. These two as well, you know, close to clean skates.
Mm-hmm.
With them, they are definitely coming from behind from a lot of the pairs in terms yeah. of the base value on the side-by-side jumps. They don't attempt any triples. And we've talked before, you know, they're very young and I'm sure they are working on them and that they will come
yeah.
in the future. But that for them was sort of the biggest thing, especially with their three jump combination that went totally disastrously. And I had a moment of thinking, oh no, they're going to run into each other.
Yeah. On those. And usually she is the one who struggles more on the side-by-side jumps.
Mm-hmm.
And so she clearly was just like, nope, I'm going for it. I'm going to yep. do what I have to do. I'm actually on an okay edge for once. I'm yep. going to do it. And
well, and that was kind of what threw him off. Yeah. She came so close to him that he just sort of balked and only did a single sow.
Yeah.
Which you can't really blame him for because I...
He didn't have room to do even yeah. a double sow.
Uh-huh.
There was not room for him to kick his leg through enough to get a double sow with the amount of speed he had. Mm-hmm. They did the best with what they've got,
yeah.
but the base value there is obviously a place that they need to work.
Mm-hmm.
And also the throws is the other thing.
Yeah, usually the throws are pretty strong. They were a little bit rough in this free skate, but their twist is one of the best in this competition. Yeah. And
I mean, I would say it is the second best behind Tarasova and Marzov.
Yeah, I would agree. They get so much height on that. And again, they're so young and you can tell that, you know, the lifts are so strong and the twist is so strong. Some of the hardest elements, they do very well.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, including us, talk a lot about side-by-side jumps, but they're not actually the biggest point no. getters in pairs. So even if you could just do, you know, side-by-side double axles and side-by-side triple toe, double toe, that's really all you need.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
Honestly, just go hang out with like Mishin or something for yeah. 2 weeks and he can teach you how to do a triple toe and then you'll be fine.
And again, for them, they are young enough. I believe she's still 15 and he's 17, I think, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
That even just, you know, one more junior season, I do not think that's a bad idea at all.
No.
Just keep building.
Especially being with the number of amazing pairs in Russia.
Yeah.
They really need one more season to get a triple. Because mm-hmm. that's all they need. They've got the double axles and they do them quite well.
Yeah.
So if they can just get one triple that they can yep. do in combination,
then
they'll be
good.
Fine.
Or even double axle, double toe.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
And I do hope that they do get sent to Junior Worlds
yeah.
this year, though. They didn't get to go last season, and I do think that they've earned it with their results so
yeah.
far this season. And then eighth place were Kostyukovic and Yalin. And these two were definitely a bit disappointed in
yeah.
their results. They
our favorite weird pair team from Russia.
Uh-huh. They were definitely struggling more than in the past
yeah.
on the side-by-side jumps especially. And they were coming a bit from behind after he had, you know, this bad step out on the triple sow in the short program. And I don't know for certain whether they originally planned to do the quad twist before that short program or if it was a last minute,
mm-hmm.
you know, let's just try and get those extra points. It wasn't a terrible attempt, but it didn't really start them off on the right footing.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a crashy landing and she didn't get fully rotated on it. And it sort of, you know, I can only imagine that really throws you off to start
yeah.
with that element.
Well, and especially being that was, as far as I know, their first time attempting a quad twist in competition.
No, they did it at Junior Worlds
oh,
last year.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yes, they did. I forgot because Junior Worlds was so many competitions ago.
Well, also, to be fair, you were with a broken leg and dealing with
yeah.
all that at that time. So.
Junior Worlds was like my worst. It's my worst nightmare because that was when Krasnojin broke his ankle.
Oh, yeah.
Like 3 weeks after I broke mine.
Yeah.
So that was a traumatic time for me, which explains why I do not remember their quad twist the first time around. I think I can be forgiven for that. But either way, they do not do this very often.
No.
This is sort of like a last ditch attempt in desperation to make up some points. And it's not terrible, but it's kind of funny because she really does not straighten her legs in the quad twist. Like, she is usually, like, pin straight in the triple, and then her knees were quite bent in the quad, which sort of, to me, suggests that that's why she didn't get the full rotation. She just had too much air between her knees because her knees were bent.
Yeah, and that was the thing. I from my recollection, they did do it better when they did the quad twist at Junior Worlds, which is why it sort of made me wonder if this was sort of a last-minute decision to just throw it in there to see what happens, see if you can move up. And, you know, if that was the only error, it wouldn't have been that momentous, but they continued having issues with the side-by-side jumps and then a throw landing that wasn't the best.
And none of these were disasters by any means.
No, not at all.
Let's be clear about that. The triple sow, Euler triple sow, was rough, but it was also a triple-triple.
Yeah.
And the throw wasn't great.
But it wasn't a fall or anything. It wasn't the worst you've ever
seen. It was minus ones, mostly.
Yeah. It was just, you know, being in this field where there are so many amazing teams that literally any mistake...
knocks you down quite a bit. And you could tell that they knew that they hadn't done enough to move up as much as they had wanted.
Yeah.
Based on the difference in that ending pose from junior, the Junior Grand Prix final to now.
Yeah. We're used to her doing the fist bump and we didn't see it here.
Or even just like really shooting that leg out in the ending pose. Like the leg sometimes is the fist pump. And I mean, was...
you could tell that they were both disappointed because again, they knew that that was not going to be enough. I think though that I would love to see them as well get a trip to Junior Worlds. I think that they have shown throughout the entire season that, you know, they have the consistency to deserve a spot. This was just kind of a bad competition for them. And they did just, you know, come 2 weeks ago from Vancouver. So they have been busy.
Well, and also their bad skate, in air quotes, would still be enough for a Junior World medal. Let's be honest.
Yes, no question.
If this is, again...
maybe even the title, depending on what other people do.
If this is the worst it gets, there's no reason not to send them.
Yep. Let's see, ninth place were Kudryavtseva and Spiridonov. And this is a new team. We were just looking them up because I was thinking, have we ever seen these two before? I've seen him with his previous partner before.
Yes.
But for these two, I think what really kept them a bit behind some of these other teams was just the fact that you can kind of tell that they are a really new partnership. Yeah. Some of the, you know, just skating in unison together, some of that still needs a little bit of work. They handled it very well in the short program, but you could really start to see some more of the cracks in the free skate where we saw more issues coming in and even a timing issue that resulted in a popped throw, which is always kind of a weird thing to see. But
yeah, it's not something we're used to seeing. That being said, we have seen like three of them this season. Which is the first time I recall seeing popped throws in junior or senior events. But yeah, they just don't seem to be as confident in the free skate as they are in the short program and in each other in the short program.
Well, and that's the thing, like, you can tell just how new of a team they are. You can't force, you know, the kind of closeness that you need as a skating team, pairs or dance. It takes time to get to know your partner's movements and sort of their behavior, their thought processes. You can't force it. It's not a thing that happens automatically. There's nothing to do but just to take the time to keep working together.
And it's easier to fake it in the short program than the free skate because there are too many elements in that short program. There's not a whole lot of time to worry about anything else anyway.
Yeah. And I think the fact that they did do as well as they did in the short program shows that this is, you know, a partnership worth continuing, but you do have to put in the time. You can't expect miracles immediately.
And 4 years. It takes 4 years.
Yep. And this is not a bad competition for them. Still scored over 180.
They hashtag were not last.
Exactly. Not last. I think this is a perfectly good start to a partnership for them.
And, okay, we say that a lot. Let me just say that especially at Russian Nationals, last is still not that bad.
Yes, last is by no means an embarrassment or anything.
No, we are not mocking the people who came in last. We are just joking about sometimes the goal just has to be to not be last.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Just for clarity's sake, we're not being mean to people who were last.
Yeah.
You are still much more talented than I.
Yes, very much so.
Especially if you're last at Russian Nationals.
Let's see here. 10th place were Akanteva and Kolesov. And they had the roughest of the short programs. Yeah. This was actually a really strongly skated pair short it program. Was. They had a fall on the throw, and then their side-by-side jumps, you know,
were not great.
Yeah, then a bit of a step out. But, you know, that was it. That was last place in the short program.
Yeah.
They were much better in the free skate, although still having a bit of an issue on the side-by-side jumps. Really, both of them were. Neither of them looked super confident in them. But the rest of the elements
are stunning.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost all level fours across the board. A level three on the twist and the death spiral.
Yeah.
Which, first of all, a level three on a triple twist
is still gigantic.
Ridiculous.
Almost nobody is capable of getting a level four in a triple twist. That's why you almost never see it.
It's basically just Tarasova and Morozov who can get a level four on the twist.
Yeah. Maybe like Sui and Han? I'm trying to think of who even has...
I think I was going to say, to be fair, the Knirims have gotten level fours before. Yeah. They don't always get level fours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even for those teams who can get a level four, they don't always get a level four. It is really hard to achieve...
Tarasova and Morozov seem to get it the most out of anybody, but it is not every time, not even close.
Yeah. So they, you know, again, they had a bit of a bad jumping day on the side-by-side jumps, but, you know, this bad day was better than a lot of, especially because remember, these are a junior pair team.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
And I mean, even their throws weren't great, but they're also doing like a throw triple Lutz.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, do you know how long it took figure skating to get to the point where we were doing throw triple Lutzes?
Uh-huh.
And now the juniors are doing them pretty well.
I know. It's like madness. We said, madness. And I'm sure for them, they wanted to be a bit higher, really put in the fight for that junior world spot. It might be a little tough for them to get a spot to Junior Worlds, but this is by no means an embarrassing or poor result for them.
Not at all.
11th place were Labazina and Rachmanin, another team I'm not very familiar with. These two as well, I think, just need a bit more time to gel as a team. Again, pretty solid elements and, you know, twists, throws, lifts, all of those looking really solid. And for them as well, they just had a bit of trouble on side-by-side jumps. They had a bit of a lift issue where they only got a level two with only a level two.
Yeah. They're just sort of rough around the edges still.
Yeah.
The basics are all there, and we saw that especially in the short program. But their good elements do still sit mostly in the level three range.
Yeah.
Which is what really sets them behind everybody else. It's not even the side-by-side jumps or the twist or anything. It's that their lifts and their step sequence and their spin and their death spiral are more level two to level three elements. And they're not quite at the point where they're doing their level three elements at a plus five GOE, which can make up a good chunk of the difference.
Yeah. The other thing is they don't have quite as much speed as a lot of the other teams. And especially for a lot of these Russian disciplines and Russian skaters, the judges really do appreciate the speed, especially in the younger skaters. And that is... You know, just working on that basic speed in unison, I think, will help them a lot. But again, it takes time.
Spend like an extra hour a week just doing crosscuts around a giant circle.
Exactly.
That's how you start learning to pair skate, FYI. Yeah. You just do crosscuts in a circle with your partner.
And if you ever watch pairs warm-ups, you can tell the good ones by the ones who practice their crosscuts just stroking down the ice.
Giant circles of crosscuts.
Yep.
That's how you know a good pair team is coming out for practice. Not necessarily for warm-up, but if you watch them in their 30-minute practice the day of the competition, the best ones spend like 10 minutes just doing stroking exercises. Yep.
It's a good habit to get into. It gets you in unison. It sort of calms you down a little bit. Yep. Build up the power in a good way.
It's a nice warm-up.
Yep.
So, yeah, that sort of thing is the kind of thing, especially the new pairs and the pairs at the bottom here, need to work the most on.
Yeah.
More than really their elements, because their elements are still pretty good.
Yeah. And then 12th place were Polyanova and Sopot. And these two we've discussed a few times already this season. They're having a rougher year than they did last year. And again, even here, this was not a terrible skate for them. They had some issues on the side-by-side jumps, but the throws were actually looking more confident than earlier this season. He gets so much height when he throws her that sometimes she just
can't control it.
Yeah, she did pretty well here, though. And when they are landed, she has an excellent landing position, and she just gets such height and distance that they're really impressive.
He just needs to learn to control his strength and not throw her quite as high, because they do not need nearly as much height as they get.
Yeah. Either that or just turn it into a quad.
You can chill a little bit and give her knees a break so that she can actually land them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame to see them down in 12th here, because this was actually one of the better skates of their season. They have been improving. It's just that there are still, you know, these little issues popping in that in this kind of a field keeps them behind the others.
And the biggest thing for them really is that GOE.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting a lot of GOE 0-1.
Yeah, some of the things that I'd really love to see them work on are things like the pair spin.
Yeah.
You know, they got a level 4, but it was really slow at the end.
Or it even got a generous like, 0 in the GOE.
Yeah. Or even things like the death spirals. They're not bad, but, you know, we can work on improving. Those little things.
Hit some nicer positions. Mm-hmm. Keep the blade moving on the ice the whole time. Guys who have to lift their front blade to keep the death spiral going stress me out, and he's one of those.
Yeah.
We can work on those little details even more than the side-by-side jumps. Mm-hmm. It's fine. If the side-by-side jumps were the only problem, it wouldn't be this bad.
Yeah. And again, they have been showing improvement throughout the season. It has been getting better. It's just a shame that, you know, they're not quite where they were at this time last year.
There are no quick fixes.
Yeah, exactly. It's just time, and you got to put patience in the time if you want to see the results. Yeah. All right, so that wraps up the pairs at Russian Nationals.
Oh, boy.
What was your highlight from this event?
I think I'm going to give it to Bojkova and Kozlovsky. Mm-hmm. They are one of my favorite pairs right now.
Yeah, I just love that free skate especially so much.
This is their second season with it. This is one of those programs where I'm like, yes, please repeat this program. It is so great.
Yep.
And it suits them so well. And they did it so spectacularly here.
It was good to see, especially him, so excited at the end of the program.
We didn't talk enough about how excited he was at the end of the program. He was just like screaming forever because he was so excited.
Yeah.
And then she cried when the scores came up.
I mean, of course. It was a fight to get on the podium, but they earned it. I think I got to give it to Tarasova and Morozov's free skate. Again, just showing this is what we all know you're capable of.
Please continue to do it.
Exactly. I was so happy to see them fulfill everything that we know they can do in this competition. And then in terms of the weekly Waxel, again, it was difficult to decide.
There were too many good skates.
Yeah. We decided on the popped throw, the double flip.
Popped throws are always weird.
Yeah. They're awkward to do, I'm sure. Awkward to watch, and always honestly make me a little bit nervous thinking, what's going on?
It's one thing to have a massive wipeout on a throw. Mm-hmm. It is something else entirely to pop it.
Yeah. But yeah, this was a really excellent pairs event as well.
Yeah.
And we as we've mentioned, will be coming back in a little bit, probably a couple of days, to recap the rest of Russian nationals and also Japanese nationals, which are happening at the same time.
You know what? Let's prepare them for the worst. Mm-hmm. Expect a week.
Yeah.
And then if we're back early, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
It will be after Christmas, though. Just yes. To be clear.
We are not going to be back before Christmas. This podcast studio is not portable.
Yes. So just to be very clear, no more before Christmas.
Post-Christmas / maybe post-New Year's.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We will see. But it'll get done. We promise.
It'll happen. You just have to be patient.
Yep. All right. So thank you all for listening. And please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at flutzescast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at flutzescast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our website, flutzescast.wordpress.com, for episode guides and other fun stuff. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back very shortly, / probably next week. Eventually. With the rest of Russian nationals and all of Japanese nationals. But until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels skating fans.